Your ultimate certainty. Many people feel they're not reaching their full potential. According to the author, a surprising 50% of individuals say half of their potential remains unused. It's like seeing a pile of unopened gifts, but feeling unable to unwrap them. Why must things be like this? What if each day felt like a present, with every year getting better than the last? Let's get specific. Potential can be vague and hard to act upon without a clear definition. That's why we start with goals. Goals give you a clear finish line that potential lacks. They help you know where you're going, track your progress, and keep you motivated. By turning vague potential into specific goals, you set yourself up for success and accomplishment. One common challenge? We often think we can achieve a lot in the short term, but underestimate what we can do over time. A year seems like forever, so we set many goals and New Year's resolutions to accomplish right away, only to give up on them when we inevitably fall behind. The issue isn't with having goals, but with how we set them. Effective goal setting. Many people's goals are too vague, too numerous, and not connected enough to their daily lives. We often say we want to lose weight or write a book without breaking these ambitions into manageable steps that we can actually achieve. Instead of treating goal setting as a once-a-year task, we should see it as an ongoing process, integrated into our daily routines. To truly make a difference, you need a new approach to setting goals. You require a system that is specific and measurable, focuses on a few key priorities, is regularly reviewed and adjusted, connects deeply with what you care about and believe in, and is supported by consistent habits and actions. This goal-setting framework centers on pinpointing your top objective for the year. Focus on just one main goal, not a list of 10 or even 5. Commit fully to this single priority above all else. A path to clarity and success. Choosing one goal helps you cut through distractions and focus on what truly matters. It prevents you from spreading yourself too thin or chasing someone else's idea of success. Your number one goal becomes your guiding light, the fixed point to steer your decisions and efforts effectively. While you still have other responsibilities and dreams, getting clear on your top priority creates a strong filter. When faced with new opportunities or tasks, ask yourself, does this align with my number one goal? Will it bring me closer or push me farther away? If it doesn't scream, hell yes, for progress, it's a no. To achieve your top goal, break it down into 90-day chunks. A year is too long to stay focused, but anyone can commit to 3 months of dedicated effort. Each 90-day period should focus on 2 to 3 key actions that will yield the biggest results. Execute relentlessly. Take a brief rest to recalibrate, and then dive into the next 90-day sprint. This targeted approach to goal setting, paired with disciplined action, has led to significant achievements in business, health, relationships, and personal growth for many. What once seemed like untapped potential becomes real wins through clear goals and committed effort. The potential isn't fixed from birth, it grows with each milestone you reach. It all starts with a goal. The right goal pursued in the right way. What's your number one goal? Define it clearly, commit to it fully, and start working on it. Your future self will be grateful. Tackle game power. Struggling with motivation? You're not alone. We all understand the benefits of growth. The problem is our stuck self, the stubborn part of us that resists change and clings to comfortable routines. How can we defeat this internal adversary and unlock our full potential? The author discovered the answer in an unexpected place, his childhood. In 2008, he started a new blog on a whim, without any clear plan or expectations. To his surprise, it quickly became popular, drawing thousands of readers within weeks. As he immersed himself in this new passion project, he had a realization. This is just a game. Instead of a regular job duty, his blog became an exciting challenge, with clear rules and rewards. The more he posted, the more visitors and interactions he got. Suddenly, tasks that used to be hard, like waking up early or cutting down TV time, became effortless. Why? Because they were part of a game he enjoyed playing. He discovered a powerful truth. Turning goals into games makes them much easier to achieve. How games help us achieve goals. Games are a remedy for our resistance to change. They give us structure, motivation, and dopamine boosts that make hard work enjoyable and satisfying. When we are immersed in a game we love, distractions lose their power, and it becomes easier to stay focused and disciplined. The author tells the story of a mom who helped her kids enjoy chores and homework by turning them into a game using a big flip chart and sticky notes. By making tasks like a random challenge with funny rewards, she changed how her children felt about them and got good results, all without having to nag or be strict. One woman faced a tough task, managing a team of unhappy employees. Her solution? She introduced a game based on metrics. By offering gift card rewards for improving key performance indicators, she motivated her team despite their initial resistance. The outcome? Efficiency doubled, she earned a promotion and received the biggest raise in the company's history. The key lesson here is simple. To achieve our goals and overcome obstacles, we should turn them into enjoyable games. This isn't just any game, but one we genuinely like, with clear rules, regular feedback, and satisfying rewards. When the fun of playing outweighs the difficulty of staying still, we unleash our full potential. Principles for creating motivating games. Here are some guiding principles. Discover your motivation. Start by identifying what inspires you. Make a best moments list with experiences and achievements that have brought you joy. Keep it simple. Avoid complexity. For example, a successful blogging game and a chore chart used by a mom were both straightforward. They focused on basic actions without overcomplicating rules or details. Add visual and tactile elements. Make your games visually and physically interactive. Seeing and touching progress trackers makes the experience more engaging and tangible. Incorporate surprise and novelty. Introduce unexpected elements into your games. The surprise of uncovering new tasks or experiencing unforeseen rewards keeps things exciting and prevents monotony. Provide regular feedback and rewards. Offer frequent feedback and rewards to stay motivated. Like a manager who boosted team performance with weekly prize draws, find ways to celebrate progress along the way. Creating the perfect game is a personal and creative journey. What works for one person may not work for another. The key is to keep trying new things until you discover a method that turns progress into an exciting adventure, not just a chore. By understanding your own quirks and passions and using the strategies from successful stories, you'll soon become your own best competitor and unstoppable champion. The key to making changes isn't about having strong willpower or superhuman discipline. It actually comes from something simpler and timeless: play. Instead of approaching growth with serious determination, try curiosity and adventure. This shift can lead to breakthroughs. So, next time you face a tough goal, don't just tough it out. Create a game you're excited to win, starting with overcoming your own obstacles. On the other side, you'll find a life full of potential and plenty of fun along the way. Define your midterm objectives. Johnny Cuff relates to feeling like a rabbit in a world made for turtles. As someone who loves setting ambitious goals and tackling big projects, he's always been a sprinter rather than a marathon runner. But in his journey to reach his full potential, he learned a valuable lesson from the story of the tortoise and the hare. Consistency is more effective than speed in the long run. He found that many people operate in just two modes: the comfort zone and the chaos zone. We either stick to what's familiar and predictable, or we rush around trying to achieve too many things at once without making real progress. What we lack is a middle path, the potential zone. To break out of your comfort zone, the author suggests starting with what he calls easy goals, small challenges you can finish in a week or less, with clear first steps and little cost. These small victories build momentum and self-awareness, helping us find activities that really excite us. Simplify success with middle goals. Success can be tricky. When we start doing well, it's tempting to do too much. Middle goals step in here. These are goals that last 30 to 90 days. They help us stay consistent and avoid getting tired. The trick is to stay flexible. We should have lots of actions to choose from so we can make progress whenever we can. Middle goals should be tough enough to keep us interested, but not so strict that missing a day messes everything up. They're about finding a steady pace, not about being perfect. But even the best middle goal needs one thing: time. In a world full of distractions, finding time for our goals is hard. But the author says that even small bits of time matter more than we think. Success often comes from moments we waste waiting for meetings or scrolling through social media. The answer is to grab those in-between moments and use them wisely. Break our middle goals into small steps we can do in 15 minutes or less. This makes progress possible, no matter how busy we are. The author even wrote a whole book this way, proving that small efforts over time really add up. Live in the potential zone. As we begin to value our time more, something interesting happens. We become less willing to spend our precious time on activities and feelings that don't help us reach our goals. Worry, stress, and distraction start to lose their hold as we focus our energy on what truly matters to us. Discipline shifts from resisting temptations to dedicating ourselves to our most important priorities. Living in the potential zone isn't about being perfectly productive all the time. It's about consistently moving forward in line with our core values. It might feel awkward at first, but as we see results, it becomes easier and more natural. John Acuff's own journey proves the power of this approach. By abandoning erratic work habits and focusing on achievable goals, he transformed his career, writing books and running half marathons with surprising regularity. The key, he discovered, wasn't extraordinary willpower, but respecting his time and trusting the process. Key points: 1. Focus on achievable goals to unlock potential and combat feelings of underutilization. 2. Define goals clearly to provide direction, track progress, and maintain motivation. 3. Avoid setting numerous vague goals. Instead, prioritize a single, specific objective. 4. Break goals into manageable steps and integrate them into daily routines for sustained progress. 5. Develop a 90-day action plan to achieve significant results and maintain focus. 6. Transform challenges into enjoyable games to enhance motivation and overcome resistance. 7. Develop a mindset of consistent progress aligned with personal values and priorities.